the board. I just want to do a bit of housekeeping before we start. The first thing is, and I'm sure you have lots of friends, we have a brochure if you don't have it. We have our event tonight. This is, I guess you would say it's a replacement of our gala, is the Norello Showcase Outreach event tonight. And on the side here is one of our ALSs, which is Native Media, Public Media, is Loris Taylor. She's one of the sponsors, and she's arranged a fantastic speaker tonight. Please, we'll pass the cards around. We have as a speaker Jacqueline Johnson-Peta as our main speaker. Our theme tonight will be a First Nations approach, and the dancer, if you haven't seen it, it's fantastic. It's a hoop dancer. We'll also have the banner set up for individual photos with Derek as well. Okay, so if any other business, I think we can table it to the end. Okay, so our agenda, as you see here, we have been working through the Atlas recommendations, and I understand the chairs got together. I was not at that meeting because the chair of Norello is Garth, so I would like to turn to any of the chairs that were meeting the last meeting for the Atlas II on the recommendations. So perhaps Wolf or Aziz or Saranoush can talk about item number one.
Saranoush, for the record, just clarification, are we talking about the recommendations to the board or those recommendations which we were supposed to discuss within RALOS and present our recommendations to ALAC?
For clarification, I didn't set this agenda, so all I can say is we went from the abstract idea of a recommendation from Atlas II, we went to the next stage of implementation, the means of how to do that recommendation. That's been the activities for the last couple of weeks, and it's been shortlisted to particular working groups, which then have come back and gave feedback to the chairs.
So, Saranoush, again, can I suggest at least we can discuss those four recommendations which specifically close to RALOS, so we are supposed to be a part of that implementation or give our feedback on the recommendation, because otherwise it's generally, it's huge. There are more than 40 recommendations, so no need to go back to all of them.
Agreed. Glenn, for the record, as we focused the last little while because of time, was only on recommendations for the board. And there was not the entire set. Okay? Shall we start?
Hello, this is Silvia Vivanco. For the record, I would like to clarify. These are the suggestion in the agenda is to focus on the recommendations for the RALOS. And there are four recommendations, correct, that the RALOS need to implement and act on internally. Thank you.
Thank you, Silvia. And thanks for the asking of the question. So the four items, Silvia, are the item number what's on the screen on the right? Number 28, 31, 43, and I assume another one. Is that correct?
They are 28, 29, 42, 43.
Okay, so let's go, if you can indulge us, let's go on each and every one, starting with the first one. Okay, so the first item is number 28. The ALX should work with all RALOS and ALSs to map the current expertise and interest in their membership to identify subject matter experts and facilitate policy communication. So I'd like to turn to the chairs on implementation strategy and action on that.
Cyrano Shvardanyan for the record. Actually, during April monthly meeting today, we were planning to discuss this, but as we had chance also to have our vice presidents with us and APNIC, APTL, their representatives, so we didn't have too much time to touch upon this, but we have discussed this, and actually this is the place where we need to ask our ALSs to find out their expertise. So we know many of them, but I think that our main approach will be to send some kind of survey to find out the information about that. It may take. We are planning to do one survey. That's why we may compile the questions in there. So it's not implemented right now, but it's in the process of discussion by AP Rallo.
Alberto Soto.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. We have a capacity training program, and we had a survey already prepared. We had to adjust that survey, and our secretary, Humberto, has a very serious health problem. In fact, one of his sons is ill, and he learned about this, the exact date when he was traveling to L.A. So he has that information. He has the survey. I don't have that information. So as soon as I have that information, we will provide that information to the RALO. This was already taken care within the training, capacity training, or the training program. The idea is to know the local expertise so as to be able to cover all the topics that we may cover in our training program, and then we will ask ALAC and ICANN, as we told Fadi yesterday, to give us support for those topics that we are not able to cover. That's all. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Any comment or questions on the content of the survey or recommendations, or anyone want to respond to that? Okay.
Siranush, for the record, related to the content of finding out the expertise, is it possible to help RALOS to give us at least the specific topics which are relevant to this discussion for finding the appropriate people, because people are wearing many hats and they are experts in different topics. So the ones which specifically related to ICANN and can be an interest for at large, for ALAC. So is there anyone who can help us with identifying those topics?
Okay, so Saranoush is asking as an action item for those to assist in the categories, I take it, that would be surveyed in terms of skill sets, everything from facilitation skills, legal skills, technical skills. We need a scope of I guess you would say, the ecosystem, the landscape, before we do the survey. So is there anyone here that's willing or able to supply? Saranoush, are you going to be the aggregator of the survey? No. So we first of all need to identify who's going to be receiving all this content. And second of all, those who are afterwards submitting their suggestions for the categories. So perhaps if I can start first, is there someone that wants to step up to do the survey? Okay, anyone online? No? No one online. Okay.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. I don't have the survey right now. I mean, the survey is ready, but I don't have the information right now, but that could be a starting point, if you will. So that is one point. That survey is based on another survey that was done before in our RALO 2 years ago, but this survey was updated. I can tell you that the survey is directed to or within our RALO. We know the information that we need, and this survey is or let me rephrase, the lack of expertise is related to technical aspects, who is CCT, all this, but it's not related to generic knowledge. The lack of expertise has to do with technical knowledge. The problem that we have is that when there is a public comment period that is opened, well, we do not post our comments, not because the lack of participation, but because of the lack of knowledge. So all the topics that are technical issues, CCTLDs, GTLDs, HUIs, security and the DNS, etc., etc. Well, these are technical topics and we are not participating, or our participation is very reduced because we do not have training, not because we do not want to participate. So I can send you next week the information. I don't want to bother Umberto right now, but please be patient, bear with me, and I will give you the information. Next week, I will be sending you the information, the survey that we have prepared, and then we will be able to debate on our mailing list and expand the survey or modify the survey as you will. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have two in the queue. We have Sarinush earlier, but she didn't put her card up, then Fatima. So, Sarinush, please, I think you were going to respond to Alberto's comments.
Sirianush, for the record, and thank you, Alberto. For us, it's cross-RALO communication point, and you have already the survey. There is no need to invent a new bicycle. So if we can add to that technical expertise also the ones which are needed to find out such kind of networking skills, facilitation skills, and come up with one survey, cross-RALO, to be sent to CHEERS, and CHEERS will be responsible to sending to each of their RALO and to finding out the results, to setting the time frame, etc. But the survey will be general for all of us on the basis of what has been already done by LACRALO.
Great, thank you. Fatima, please.
Thanks, Glenn. Fatima para los registros. Primero,
Fatima for the record. Thanks, Glenn. This is a clarification question. Those who are not chair railers, can we submit comments and inputs?
So before it's distributed, we definitely do not want to send an incomplete survey. Yes, there is a transition period, like any survey period, that as a group we vet the survey to make sure it's accurate, that it's extensive enough, or it's not clear language. So there'll be a period, and we'll have to decide on that. We'll work on the logistics, on the time period for the draft, and then when the final will send out.
Okay. Gracias.
Fatima speaking. Thank you. So now I will proceed with my comment, and this is related to what Rinalia told us yesterday. So as to know who the experts are, we first need to define what is an expert for us. Is there any criteria to define the experts? Because anyone can say, I am an expert on a certain topic, but perhaps that person is not an expert on that topic. And then we need to define expert on specific topics. And I would like to know if this is going to be found out in this survey, or if we already have a list of topics of which we are looking for experts. That is my question. Thank you.
Can anyone respond to that if we have a list? I do not know if we have a list or this list. We've surveyed our subject matter experts in our community before. Is this something we actually know? This is a general question to the audience. Okay. So I assume the silence means we do not have a list and we do not fully understand what our capacity is. Okay. Okay, I want to move on. If there's any other comments on 28, if no other comments on 28, I'd like to move to the next item. Okay, Sylvia, which item is the next? Oops, okay, Sarinush, please.
Related to 28, Sirianush for the record, if we can come up with a time frame specific for us not to come back, to know and to find out for ourselves what is the deadline for submission our recommendations to ALAC from RALOS, and if there is a deadline, so come up with the timetable from ourselves, when the survey will be prepared, when the survey will be sending to our LSs, when we are going to collect, and who is responsible for all of that. Thank you.
You're asking process questions, and I haven't even seen a name that's been assigned to who's actually going to shepherd this through the process. So they're intelligent process questions. I do not know the answer on that. Perhaps anyone here knows it, but...
We can discuss.
Sorry, what's that?
We can discuss. If Olivier, do you know what is the deadline from RALOS to get the feedback to ALAC? Thank you.
Olivier, we're on question number 28. We have a survey that Umberto's worked on. We should have that in the queue, and then we've discussed the merits of having a period of community feedback to expand the and set criteria. So could you answer Serenusha's question?
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking, Olivier Capanoblo speaking for the transcript. So an unrealistic... Hello? 1, 2, 3? Hello? Okay, I really have to eat the microphone then. So it's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking for the transcript. An unrealistic deadline would be Thursday, the 16th of October, 9 a.m., if you have the ability to do so. But no, I'd certainly say if you're doing surveys and so on, I really think overall, with regards to all of these recommendations, we have given a deadline to the board that we would have fuller recommendations by Marrakesh. And I really think we should aim to have something that is fully cooked up and done, perhaps even complete by Marrakesh, in which case we could have a few months maybe first doing the groundwork. And then come the new year, just after the new year, have the implementation. Just as a suggestion here, I'm not mandating, but that's a suggestion.
Does that seem like a realistic timeline for people? Okay, again, silence is golden. Okay, so that's the goal. I still think we need an issue of who is shepherding this process through, who's project managing this survey. So somebody stood up. There we are. We have a volunteer. He says no. Yes.
Alberto Soto para los registros. Yo entendí.
Alberto Soto for the records. I understood exactly the same. That when he stood up, he was going to be the volunteer for the survey. He's not listening to us. He does understand Spanish perfectly well, but never mind. Anyway. I was going to propose Siranush, but it will be me. I am going to be the volunteer. What I will do is this. I understand that next Monday I will be sending you the survey. I will be send the survey to staff for staff to circulate the information. And I would like to set a date. I mean, I like schedules. I like timetables. So, what is the time that you believe we will have to finish with this survey, to work with the survey, and after that we will issue the survey, we will circulate the survey to the RALOS, RALOS will fill in the survey, and then Marrakesh. So, between now and Marrakesh, we need to plan. Thank you.
Fatima, please.
Fatima. This is Fatima for the records. Sorry, Glenn, for insisting on this, and I don't want to... I want to say that we need to have criteria to define experts. We know the particulars of our RALO, and whenever we ask who are the experts, everybody raises their hands. But we don't want everyone, all experts. We need clear aspects to define experts. Otherwise, we won't be able to identify them. I think this should be an action item for this working group, for this group. We need to define criteria first.
Thank you. To Jenny's next, but let me respond to that. Evan and I both have had extensive experience with open source and Linux certification programs. And yes, subject matter experts defining clearly what they know and credentials that they can prove that they know is an important process. So I'm going to turn it to Jenny.
Thank you, Glenn. Jenny speaking. I can't agree more, Fatima. I can't agree more. I do agree with you. And we experienced people who said they are experts and they are not.
Okay, I'd like to ask if we can put closure to this. And I do not have an answer for you on defining exactly what the criteria is, but it has to be in this project management tool sets that we'll have for the survey, that we should define clearly what the experts' skill sets should be, if that's okay. Any other comments on this item before we move to the next one? Yes.
Alberto Soto, intentaré.
This is Alberto Soto. I will also try to circulate and send you some other criteria so that you can read them together with the survey.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next item. Item number, Sylvia, which one is it?
29.
Okay, so number 29, the ALX should implement an automated system for tracking topics of interest currently being discussed among the various railos and accessibility by everyone. So did anyone want to actually address this? Was working group number 5 that actually came up with this suggestion. It was shepherded off to the capacity building and the technology task force and social media, which both the technology task force and social media, we grappled with this issue. But is there anyone want to comment on this recommendation before we go to action? Okay. Let me turn to the chairs, because they dealt with this issue earlier last week. Is there any action item that you've assigned for this? Okay. We do not have an action item from the floor. And anyone remotely? No. So what do we do with this item?
Alberto Soto speaking. I don't remember how many meetings I attended, but this item was discussed at a meeting discussing the automation. Was it this morning with David? When we spoke about the huge number of emails that we were receiving, that we couldn't make with the deadlines for public comment period. Was it this morning with David that David said that they were taking this into account? Well, I am a lawyer. I also have a degree on IT. When I was working on IT, the company asked me to do a certain thing, and I had to do that. I think it is time for revenge. And we should tell the IT people do that, and they should do that. It is possible. Because in this field of automation, I am a member of many mailing lists, which offer me the choice to select and receive mails on a daily basis within a given time frame, etc., etc. That's a simple programming, which probably is free, is a free-of-charge tool, I'm not sure, but I agree to consult with David on this, and let's see what Dave can say. And I know Dev in his hands uses some automation tool, but if you let me know what else you want, I will talk this with Dev directly.
You have a response to that?
Hi, this is Heidi, for the record. Alberto, what David Olive was speaking about this morning was Recommendation 26, and that was a current policy management process system, a knowledge management system. So what this one is, number 29, is more of, and that's, sorry, to go back to 26, that was to be across the advisory committees and supporting organizations, while recommendation 29 is more for the ALAC level and particularly for RALOS.
Alberto Soto, pero las herramientas...
Alberto Soto, but the tools will be the same. The tools will be the same. That's why I wanted to talk with David. They are exactly the same. We will only have to see how to use them ourselves, and we will use them for different purposes, but the tools will be the same.
Alberto, this is Heidi Alrich. For the record, actually from at large or from the ALAC, Alan Greenberg is the one who's leading number 26. So perhaps you can speak with him and then he can speak with David.
The technical task force has been grappling with this issue too, and Dev actually has come up with a number of filtering systems that he's recommended, and I think it's a question of time and money. Dev has come up with some very interesting prioritization systems. If you've gone to popular websites, you'll see how they rank things based on popularity. That's one of the advanced tools that he's looking at. So I think we have some work to this. The question is, Heidi, do you think this will be, from timelines, will be available for testing before Marrakesh?
Hi, Glenn, this is Heidi for the record. Do you mean number 26 or 29 now?
You're saying 29 and 26 have an overlap, so I'm just wondering if...
My understanding of recommendation 26 is that this is going to be a medium to long-term activity, so I would say no to Marrakesh.
As for recommendation number 26, it is not a short-term recommendation. And I want to remind everyone that our duty is to make those recommendations simple, clear, detailed, and implementable so that we give them to the board and the board can implement them. So... but the recommendations addressed to ALAC are different. I am talking about recommendations to the board. The recommendation number 26, the staff is working on the issue, and they just begun to work on it. And we discussed with them, and we will work with them so that we try to have something, better done. Better, clearer. Thank you.
I forgot to mention that we're meeting with Dev and Glenn McKnight for the transcript. Dev and Tilak Singh and myself are meeting with the innovation officer on item number 29 on Thursday.
Siranush, for the record, just... If our attention is to simplify it, my suggestion will be, can we merge this into the action item 26 and add that this will be also implemented on RALO level? Because there is no expectations from RALO at this point. So it may be implemented on cross ACSOs level and just as a further implementation can be done on RALO level. So why we do need action item 29 in the recommendation 29. So just thoughts.
Any response to Siranush? Yes.
Thank you, Tijani speaking. The recommendations of the summit have been transmitted to the board, and they are recorded in the board. So there is no way, and also they are done by all the ALSs. We have no way to change them. It is only to make them clear, detailed, and implementable. That means that we don't have to give a broad or a very large recommendation, which they don't know how to do it, how to implement it. So our duty is to explain them what we mean by it, what we see it to be implemented.
Okay, Tijani, I agree completely with that. That's why for simplifying it and for Ralos also to have clear expectations, if we cannot change this document and recommendations, we can just add that it will be done based on the action recommendation 26 and based on the automatic system prepared, evaluated, and put in process for recommendation 26 and will be implemented for recommendation 29. That's it.
Excellent suggestions, Zernush. The only thing when you do a technology project, as many of us probably have project managed, there tends to be feature creep. So this is well defined. You're pointing somewhere, Wolf? Heidi, he's pointing at you. And she's pointing at him. Who would like? Go ahead.
I just wanted, Wolf Lutwig for the record, just wanted to strongly support what Cyrilmus said.
Okay. Any other final comments on 29? Okay. So can we turn to the next item? Sylvia, which one is it? Okay. Number 42. ICANN should enable annual face-to-face RALO assemblies, either at ICANN regional offices or in concert with regional events. Okay, this is goals went off to finance and budget. Would anybody like to start the discussion on number 42? Wolf, thank you.
Well, not really starting a discussion. I'm just thinking how this could be implemented in a useful way. I don't know whether the ICANN office in Brussels would be really big enough to have a RALO General Assembly there. I do not even know whether it would be a good idea just for a meeting, for a General Assembly, which is normally 2 hours, to bring around 30 people for one afternoon to Brussels. So this, in my opinion, doesn't make a lot of sense. It would create a lot of costs, but in terms of effectiveness, it would be a very questionable idea. So my point would be in the context of a related regional event. So in our case, I just want to recall that a year ago, because for many years we didn't have any face-to-face general assemblies over a couple of years. So we insisted to have our general assembly in line with a Eurodic meeting, because last year there was no European ICANN meeting. So we suggested, okay, let's do it in Lisbon together with a Eurodic meeting. And this proved to be a sort of a good idea. So the people didn't only come for a general assembly, but the general assembly was the afternoon before and followed by 2 days full program of Eurodic. So this, it served a purpose. The participants could attend a Eurodic meeting, so it was, in my opinion, a best option or best combination. And I think we really should reflect in this direction. Wherever something like this seems to be possible, then I think it's a good idea. Just for having a face-to-face meeting, 2 hours, bringing people to an office, in my opinion, is not a good idea.
Okay, we have a queue. I'm not sure who put it up first. Between you two ladies, okay.
Gracias, Glenn.
Fatima speaking. I agree with everything you say, Wolf. And for our region, Latin America and the Caribbean, we have LAC-IGF, where since next year we will be articulating another regional alternative to prevent duplication of efforts, moving people around for short periods. It's the ECLAC forum, and the people could attend both. So articulating the regional assembly within the context of another event, it's the best way. And it's typically the same people participating in both events. And as for in the following months, in the ICANN strategy for Latin America and the Caribbean, I will be leading an initiative to master support to regional ICANN events. Maybe in other regions it is different, but in our region, this is the best way to engage people and prevent unnecessary financial spending. Thank you.
We have a queue. Sernush next, then Mr. Soto.
Thank you, Chair. Related to this recommendation, I completely agree what Wolf and Fatima has said. For APRALO, it may also not work, because if we go to Singapore from Cook Islands or Armenia, it's really very cost effective. So my suggestion may be either in conjunction with ICANN meeting, where the regional one is, so whenever it comes to the region, or for example in Dublin for URALO. I mean, that case. For APRALO, it may not work at this time because our next Asia-Pacific meeting is in 2016. So we may have some other plans coming with for 2015. And it may be in conjunction with APNIC or APTLD regional some meetings where people can go in those meetings both and also have their general assemblies. Thank you.
Okay, Alberto.
Alberto Soto speaking. I endorse what everybody has said. Let me say that yesterday we held our monthly meeting with the visit of Rodrigo de la Parra, and precisely we had the opportunity to coordinate what Fatima described. ICANN has already developed a map of the events to be held, in our case, in our region, that could give us a chance to leverage efforts and money. We have expressed our commitment in this sense, because if we are required to attend some meetings, ICANN, perhaps through Rodrigo de la Parra, could get our participation as well. So we have agreed to develop our own mapping within LACRALO, which, in addition to ICANN's map, could reduce costs even further. I don't think this should be done every year. If it is to be done every year, much better. If not, we could do something. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Glenn, for the record. I'd like to ask the other RALOs, too, their opinion on number 42 about annual RALO assemblies. And so I will speak about NORALO first, and then I will ask my associates on my left to get their response as well. We had this bit of this discussion just a few minutes ago where Ariel and myself and Evan and Sylvia were in our monthly NORALO meeting, and we were talking about outreach. And one of the ideas that Evan is working on particularly is the Canadian Internet Forum. And I would like to ask Evan, if he can, to just, as the incoming secretariat, to talk about number 42, and then I will ask you gentlemen right after that. So, Evan, would you mind?
No problem, Glenn. Thank you. This is Evan Leibovich for the record. We did make a discussion about, rather than creating new events, the idea of piggybacking onto existing ones. URALO already has Eurodig, with which it's tightly bound. North America does not have any similar situation. In fact, the U.S. Had its IGF for the first time in quite a while this previous summer. There is another there's another event that is sponsored by the Canadian CCTLD called the Canadian Internet Forum, which I attended last week. It's a nice event. I would like to see it extended more in terms of public participation than it has been, and then put it into a fully blown Canadian IGF event. And so we've been expressing to both Chris Mondini and Joe Capitano, who have been who are the regional people for ICANN in our region, to see if we can work together and bring together some people, possibly for a meeting of all RALOs. But more importantly, the idea of having community members go alongside ICANN staff to demonstrate the grassroots effectiveness of ICANN, that it's not just ICANN staff that goes to represent ICANN at these events, but also to take community representation. So you see the strength of the community involved with ICANN representation. Thanks, Glenn.
Great. Thank you, Evan. That's a good summary. And I'd like to turn to Aziz or to Johnny, if they can, from their perspective, on the view in number 42.
Merci, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. I thought we had a meeting with the board yesterday or the day before regarding financing those meetings, those face-to-face meetings with railroads. And I think it's a very good idea, but it depends on each region, each area. I think that we have to decide first on the usefulness of those meetings. And look at the specifications. What are we going to achieve with those meetings? With ALEC meetings, we do not get the floor a lot to the railroads regarding the activities that are made locally. We only have one meeting where the secretaries and the railroads describe their activities and what's going on at the local level. We only have 5 or 10 minutes to discuss those activities. And I think it's very useful. I don't know, Tijan, if you want to add something, you might not be totally in agreement with me. So you know that I do not like to contradict you, Aziz, but you said that during ICANN you do not get the floor to talk enough about the activities. I don't think so. Okay. So this is not about the ALEC meetings you're talking about. Let's go back to those general assemblies and those annual meetings we're talking about. Aziz is right. We have to have an agenda, we have to have a program, we have to have some content. We don't have to meet just to say hi and meet and greet and spend a good time together. We have to have an output result. We need a strong return on investment. It has to be very clear at that level. Without that return on investment, meetings are not worth it. We do not need more meetings, we need more results. One meeting a year is a very good idea. I have an idea so that it works in our region. All the RIR do have meetings annually in their regions, and that would be a good opportunity to piggyback on it and have our general assembly for each and every region. Each and every region has RIRs with several meetings yearly. Therefore, we can use those meetings to have our general assemblies and meet, once again, if we have some strong content to discuss.
Thank you so much, Tijani. I agree with you. It's no point of just meeting with just for the sake of meeting. I think it definitely has to have a purpose. The other suggestion besides an internet IGF events to possibly partner up with, in our case in North America, with Aaron or Urello with RIPE, or and we've seen some great work by MOUs with our AfriNEC, and there's been some great opportunities there, and that, you know, bridging, they have annual meetings, and it's one of the ways one can leverage it. The other way is to work closely with ISOC. ISOC is another organization that possibly can work in collaboration with us here. Due to time, there's only 33 minutes left. I'd like to move to the next item, but as you can see, Roosevelt has made a comment that he sees real merit of having the meetings throughout the Caribbean so that to spread the awareness of ICANN. So, Sylvia, can we turn to the next item? Olivier, you have a question on number 42 or a comment?
Yeah, thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier for the transcript. Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, sorry, I just ate the microphone. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the transcript. So we had a meeting, Heidi and I, with Joyce Donier from ISOC, and we have discussed the possibility of having closer cooperation with Internet Society, with chapters, but specifically on capacity building and on webinars, where ISOC does have also some people who are very well versed and knowledgeable about webinars and, well, about specific topics for webinars. And we can also open the at-large webinars to any Internet Society member that would be interested in this. It doesn't cost any more to have more people on a webinar or less. It's the same costs. And effectively, we could have a wider range of webinars and certainly have more people that would benefit from those webinars.
Excellent suggestion. Aziz?
Yes, we're talking about ISOC. I had a meeting this morning with the chapter, the person in charge, and I talked about African railroads. The ISOC chapters, they could very well, and this is the same talk we had between Joyce and Heidi, why not use the ICANN meetings to have, for instance, our ISOC chapters come, if they are not ALSs and RELOS, let's see with ICANN how they can benefit from a training program, for a capacity building program and fellowship program, and learn more about how they can integrate into the internet governance, which would enable us as a region to work with those ISOC chapters that could become ALSs. We would have more ALSs for each region. And that person seemed to agree with us.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, we need to move fairly quickly. The last item, and we're only on item number one, is the suggestion here that RELOS should encourage their inactive ALS representatives to comply with ALAC minimum participation requirements. This item was actually brought up by a number of people this morning at our meeting, so I'm going to open the floor again. Let's try to go through this fairly quickly. I don't want to have a philosophical debate on this, but Wolf, please.
Thanks, Glenn, Wolf Ludwig for the records. Well, this is of course again a good idea. Each RALO should etc. Blah blah blah. And this we know since a couple of years. So this is just reiterating what, in my opinion, should be a matter of course. But I do not see that we can do it with the same means in all of the RALOs. So this depends on the particularities of a RALOs. This somehow depends on the patience of the RALO leadership. It somehow depends at what stage the leadership is getting pissed off about lacking participation, etc. So let's keep it to the RALOs to define their own means and criteria of participation, and as we have done this year at a certain level, I think there is no other answer than asking for this certification. That's all. That's we know, and there is not much I think we should do about this.
Okay, we have two other in the queue. We have Olivia has loved your comments so much. He's agreed with it. He's finishing his lunch. Okay, Siranush.
Thank you, Chair. Siranush for the record. Related to this, I think that it's clearly the same approach like we have discussed for metrics. So for our region, during our monthly call today, we also discussed that we will issue another survey during the period from Marrakesh to Dublin to identify what are the needs of our LSs and how, what they need and what we can do to make them active. So to also to make this bottom-up process, so to find out where we can come up with the ideas and where we can get the ideas to serve as much as possible. So we are discussing this in APRALO, and this will be in concert with metrics approach.
Any other final comments from anyone on this one? Okay, that actually leads us to the next topic, and I'm going to put Maureen on the spot, even though there's names not associated with this agenda. But the next item is performance metrics across railos. If Maureen, if you can humor us with an update.
Yes, well, metrics has certainly taken up quite a lot of space in our meetings, but I think what we've actually sort of like addressed is that there will be, you know, we're awaiting on some feedback from the different, from the RALOs, and that came up in the RALO meeting, I think. And we are also looking at specifying some metrics. But everybody will get feedback on those. So when we're looking, you know, I mean, it is being addressed, and watch the space, I guess.
Any question from the floor to Maureen on the adoption of the new metric systems? Okay. Item number two went fairly quickly. I think we bet that horse a little bit this morning. Okay, we're on to item number three in our agenda, and the main cross railo items in our agenda here, and we have some updates on the rules of procedures. Lacrello and Afrello are updating their respective rules of procedures, and did you gentlemen want to do any updates for us to tell you what kind of updates you're doing with Afrello?
Thank you. This time I will speak instead of Aziz, because I am the chair of the group who is in charge of reviewing the rules. We decided to review the rules, and we made the first meeting was to define the issues that needs to be reviewed in the rules. And we identified some. The first one was the individual membership. Second one was the weighted vote. Third one was the metrics of participation. Criteria of performance, and then metrics, and then perhaps the certification. What are the rules for that? And what else?
La pondération.
It's done. Weighted vote. So I think that's all. And we are working on, we already did one, and we are working on the second one.
Thank you so much. Sir Nush, you have a...
No, just a clarification. You said APRALO is updating. We are not updating. We already approved our rules of procedures in March during Singapore meeting. So it's in place, and we are following these rules of procedures.
Great. Thank you so much. I was actually going to ask you on that. But let me turn to Lacrello, if they can explain what their review is and what can we look forward to.
Alberto Soto.
This is Alberto Soto. Our review is being discussed within the working group. I asked the working group chair to send me the last update, but I cannot find the document, and I think he sent me the wrong material. However, this is already finished, once the working group is over, the information is sent to the public comment period during 30 days. And one of the members of the working group yesterday said that this was over, that it was ready to be distributed or circulated. Therefore, within the next 30 days, this will be discussed publicly within Lacrallo, and then it will be submitted for voting.
So much. I can comment on Norello's rules of procedures. The only item that we tabled it to next month is the position of vice chair. Many of you have vice chairs in your respective roles. It's something that we have not, and we're looking at the merits of it. And we did not complete that item today, so we have tabled it to the next month's meeting. So which passes me to Urello. Is there any, Wolf, is there any updates on your rules of procedures that you want to share with us? No other changes?
Well, not really. As I said already at the last secretariat call, we do not have particular rules and procedures at Urello. We simply adopt the metrics of at large. And we are not intending to change this. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, yes, Alberto.
Alberto Soto.
Alberto Soto, if I may, and I will say something about the topic. We have chair and secretary, and we're going to add a vice chair and a vice secretary. For example, today, that would be very useful. Then we will have an executive committee. We will have chair, vice chair, secretary, and vice secretary, the ALAC members, and the NOMCOM member in the region. So they will discuss the different topics. And I don't remember very well, but those who are members of that executive committee will be the leaders, perhaps the leaders of the working groups, and they will lead the working groups in the region. Thank you.
Glenn, so if we...
Fatima speaking. Thank you, Glenn. I was the one putting forward the amendment. This is Fatima for the records. I was the one proposing the modification within the rules of procedure together with some other colleagues that had been working on this for several years. And the idea is to have a kind of board in Lacrallo. And as Alberto mentioned before, the idea is to have a chair, vice chair, secretary, and vice secretary, and the rest of the people representing the region, such as the ALAC members, and the ALAC member elected by the NOMCOM. And the objective of this amendment was to have people in charge of the working groups debating policy within the RALO. And there were going to be open topics for those people to act as chairs of the working groups, and they were going to be responsible for the follow-up of the topics being debated until having or drafting a statement or putting that for the consideration of ALAC. After that, after the topic is finished, some topics may need further time, but once the topic is debated and closed, the working group should be closed, and those people would be part of the board, of this Lacrallo board. Anyway, but this board has no executive function, in fact. The original idea, was to achieve better participation and to help other people to participate actively or more actively, especially in the discussion on policies. During our debate, some people were against this decision because they said that it was not necessary to have so many people because they couldn't understand the goal of this board. This is not a decision-making board. This is just a board with a function of facilitating and increasing participation. Alberto Soto speaking, and since we're working together with our ALAC member, there were some critics about the fact that this board was only formed and composed of by people with a position. But now there are two new people added to the board. I mean, these are participants that do not belong to any constituency, so they will participate in the board as well.
Thank you so much. That really helps my understanding on where you're heading in terms of the revisions. Olivier, were you going to respond?
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Olivier Capanablanc speaking. I wanted to just touch on this issue, if we do have a couple of minutes, the issue of having some working groups or main working groups or working groups that deal with this sort of thing, like the rules of procedure, only consisting of members of the board itself or only consisting of senior members in either the RELO or in the ALAC. I have seen on many of the cross-community working groups where we have to appoint people over to cross-community working groups that it has often been the case that we have appointed, the usual suspects, effectively, and there have been calls to appoint the not usual suspects, new people for them to learn and so on. And I just wanted to mention that I think my personal feeling on this was that with regards to appointment of people on these groups, we need to have confirmed people when there is a very close set deadline. And the only way that we know someone is a confirmed person with experience, etc., is for these people to perhaps start taking more part in our at-large working groups. We have seen some people that have followed this path and very quickly have managed to be appointed elsewhere. But it's very difficult to appoint someone to a position either a liaison or in a cross-community working group without having a track record for that person. I just wanted to put that to the record. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your comment. Anyone else want to react? Okay. I would like to move on to item number four. The number four is at-large ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship on the IANA function. This is a huge topic. We have 16 minutes. So who would like to say a few words on this? Silence. Okay. No questions, no comments on this item? Okay. We've beaten it to death. Olivier?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking for the Transcript Record. Just actually on the previous item, still there was a... Heidi reminded me of the mentoring program, which, of course... I should have also mentioned, because the mentoring program will be able to afford a track record for people, because they'll be able to learn things and so on. So that's another track into being able to be appointed on committees, etc. I'm just trying to answer the concern that I've heard from many saying, well, why am I never appointed on specific committees and things? On the IANA issue, I think indeed we have pretty much beaten it to a pulp. I don't know if there's very much else to discuss. We spent the whole afternoon yesterday on this issue. I think that the at-large community has got a pretty good idea now of where we're going with regards to proposals. We had yesterday a brainstorming session that was open to all to be able to put the topics that come to mind that we would need to address if the at-large or the ALAC was to make a proposal, or at least bring some input to the process. Now, of course, we also have to take part into the processes elsewhere in the other operational communities, so as far as the protocols are concerned and the IP addresses are concerned. And obviously, we also have our input into the cross-community working group on the naming component. But it was all, said by everyone that there was a real concern with regards to the timeline. We have very much to do with very little time. But that's not just with us, it's with the whole process. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Nice synopsis. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next item, the RELO RIR activities. I'd like to turn to each RELO to give us an update on what activities they're doing. So if I can start with Sarah Noosh. Sorry.
Thank you, Glenn. Sarah Noosh Vardanyan for the record. So you wanted me to update what our relations and what activities had been done? Yes. Let me Actually, we signed MOUs with APNIC and APTLD in Singapore in March, and since then we conducted several activities by with the involvement of ALSs from AP Rallo. One of them was organization of a webinar by APNIC policy development expert for our ALSs, which was really very impressive and informative webinar for more than 2.5 hours, and all the information with PowerPoint presentation with all the records are available in our wiki space. So those who were not able to come or those who are interested for other Rallos can go and just listen to the recording. And we today, during our monthly meeting, also invited Pablo Hinojosa, the member of APNIC, who also told us about the upcoming events and upcoming training opportunities. And we also asked him if there is any webinar or training available. AP Rallo ALSs would love to be a part of this. So he also provided an update. So we are usually having an update from APNIC and APTLD activities. They are sharing with us their newsletters, their upcoming events, and their training. We also, some of our members subscribe to their mailing list, and also, as I said during one of our meetings, that we also, with the support of ALSs, we are making connections with local CCTLDs who are not member, who are not ALSs, but or even who are ALSs but are not members of APNIC or APTLD. So we are supporting each other to make those connections. Till now, our experience is really good in our partnership, and we are working on extension of that partnership content-wise. And we also discussed that the upcoming APNIC and APTLD meeting will be in concert with Apricot 2015, which will be in Japan. So there may be potentials for AP Rallo members to be a part of that meeting. And we may also use our crop opportunities to go to send some of our members there. So these are the upcoming plans with RIPS, RIRs.
Great, thank you so much. In fact, I received an extensive email on this, your activities, which helped me in our consultation with our Aaron, which is our North American RAR, and we're in the midst of an MOU, which hopefully will be signed pretty soon. They had their own Aaron event in Baltimore just this week, but fortunately we have one of our ISOC Canada members who will hopefully be fairly integrated within Aaron's trustees. But what we have, first person who went to was Kerry Brown. He went to one Aaron. We also have had Darlene Thompson at one of the, I believe, the Phoenix Aaron, and I went to the one in Chicago. So we're hoping to have a really good working relationship with Aaron, because they do something called Aaron on the Roadshow, and we've discussed this item with Chris Mundini of how we can, you know, piggyback on their activities. So I'd like to turn to Gianni.
Thank you, Glenn. Tijani speaking. First of all, Luciano Rush, I have a question for you. You said that some CCTLDs are not yet ALSs. I don't understand the point.
No, I said that some ALSs, for example, in ISOC Armenia is ALS, and at the same time is CCTLD for Armenia. But it's not member for APTLD, so it's member for RIPE. And APTLD member asked for some... So he sent an email to get the connection with local CCTLD. In that case, it was the same CCTL, it was also the ALS. But in case if it's not an ALS, we are trying, ALSs are trying to put that connections in place. That was...
I am a little bit confused because normally a CCTLD cannot be an ALS. It is a governmental agency or a private sector agency who is running the CCTLD. So
I'm sorry for confusion. And ALS is ISOC Armenia and CCTLD is Arminco. But
coming back.
Just a second. We have ISOC Armenia member who can give clear explanation to that.
I'm ISOC Internet Society of Armenia. We are registry and CCTLD and Lena Galstan.
What's your name?
My name is Lena Galstan, for the record. And we are a CCTLD of the country. And since we are an ISOC, we became an ALS within country. And the situation is not governmental. We are an NGO, and yet we are a CCTLD. So it's different in our country.
Before we actually get your report on what you're doing, but Olivier, if you have a short comment, we don't have that much time.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Olivier Capanoblon speaking for the Transcript Record. I believe that New Zealand also has the same thing. There's a problem with this microphone. Something has to be done with it. New Zealand, Internet NZ, is also a CCTLD operator and is also a civil society.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Coming
back to Afralo and Afrinik, you know that we signed the first MOU with the first rear among the all the regions, and we had a lot of cooperation. We participate in their big meetings. Last year, we participated in the Africa Internet Summit, which is organized by the Afrinik. This year, we will participate in Afrinik 21, which is one of the policy development meetings that Afrinik organize. Also, we had an agreement with Afrinik to make a specific capacity building to the Afralo leadership, so that they will be better prepared to participate in the policy development of Afrinik. And they accepted. The sessions will be run in November, next November. And our project is that those leadership will make the same training to the whole ALSs through webinars. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next, Urello, if they can give a short report on your activities, then Lacrello. Wolf, do you have anything to say?
Due to the lack of time, let's keep it short. We had the same intention like the others. Meanwhile, RIPE NCC expressed a clear preference for an MOU with Eurodic. So this is their preference. We do not impose anything what is not RIPE NCC's preference. Therefore, the MOU with Uralo, for the time being, we keep it open. So let's now start with our cooperation on the Eurodic level, and from this experience onward, we can discuss with them whether we do an own MOU with Uralo. That's all for the moment.
Thank you so much. Alberto, can you share with us your experience?
Alberto Soto,
Alberto speaking. We didn't have any experience in our past term. We tried to enter into an MOU with LACNIC, and there was no consensus. Yesterday, we were discussing that we were going to revisit this topic because we see very good examples in this, such as yourselves. And I think this time we will be able to attain consensus. This afternoon, I will have a meeting with LACNIC to resume the discussions we had last year.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're moving on to the crop program. Dev is not here. Looks like, Olivier, you have a comment before I proceed to crop, or do you have something to talk about crop?
Yeah, thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier Capanoblon for the transcript record. Just one thing with regards to being in touch with your regional internet registry. There are also, in some cases, we've seen in Asia Pacific, there's also a TLD association in Europe. I understand there's CORE, Council of European Registrars, etc. If you need any introduction to these people, any official introduction from the ALAC, because sometimes it might be difficult to open the door, then please do not hesitate to ask. We can always send an official letter or try and make use of our connections to open the door. Thank
Great.
You.
Excellent suggestion. Okay, we're going to move to CROP. There's been some revisions to CROP. Dev is not here, but one of the revisions I do know of is that registration fees, I'm glad to say, are part of it. So, again, it was a pilot project last year. It was very successful. We have another round. I strongly recommend do not leave it to the last moment. You need to give 8 weeks of lead time. If you haven't applied, encourage your ALSs to look at legitimate, good outreach programs. They should be consistent, and it gets back to metrics again. They clearly want this documentation on who you meet, why you're going, and that your local RALO is endorsing the trip. So we have very little time to have individual reports on this. Is there any questions? Maybe Heidi, could you add anything to that?
Yeah, this is Heidi for the record. I know that we're very short on time, so just to announce that there's going to be a CROP meeting today between 17:30 and 18:30 in the Encino meeting room. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Heidi. Okay, we have 2 minutes for other business. So throwing it to the floor, is there any burning issue that you want to bring up? Or we can vacate the room for our next meeting. So anyone going once, going twice? Okay, gone. Thank you very much.